Welcome to all of our viewers worldwide, and that includes the Cougars of Northwest Rankin in Flowood, Mississippi. We're spinning the globe first up today, taking you across the Pacific Ocean to Japan. Mount Ontake, a volcano and popular hiking destination west of Tokyo, suddenly erupted on Saturday. It was its first significant eruption since 1979. A cloud of ash rolled up into the sky and down the side of the mountain toward an estimated 200 to 250 climbers who were nearby. Most of them reportedly made it down in time. You can see them moving away from the summit in this video. But as of last night, at least 31 people were presumed dead, and about 10 were seriously injured. Some were still missing. Hundreds of police, firefighters, and military troops climbed two separate parts of the mountain yesterday in search of survivors. The Japan Meteorological Agency says another big eruption could happen over the next week. There have been some smaller ones already, and the ash has impacted airline traffic over Japan. Last week, we told you about NASA's five current missions to Mars, including the latest orbiter called MAVEN that recently arrived there. The U.S. isn't the only country interested in the red planet. India has gotten involved with its own Mars mission, but they've done it for a fraction, just 11% of the MAVEN mission's $671 million cost.
So chances are you've heard of NASA. But have you heard of ISRO? That's India's space agency, which recently burst onto the scene by sending an orbiter to Mars. It's a major engineering feat that puts India into an exclusive club. It's now one of five space agencies, including the U.S., to send a mission to research the red planet. What might be more impressive, though, is that India made this high-tech achievement at a relatively low cost. How low? About $74 million. And that puts India at $43 million below Russia, which didn't even work. So how did India do it? And is it a fair comparison? According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the mean annual income of an aeronautical engineer in the U.S. is just under $104,000. In a country where the average per capita income is around $1,400, India's engineers in the program are reportedly making significantly less. And the spacecraft itself? Well, it's an orbiter, meaning it won't land, so it's less complex. India made a Mars orbiter that costs less than it took to make the movie Gravity. Sounds like a big deal, and it is.
History has been created today.
But India's mission is more of a proof of concept, showing that they can get there and that they're leaders in low-cost innovation. So is there a new space race, and does it include India? It's not clear yet. India's triumph reminds the world that space isn't just for the wealthy industrial countries to explore. And for science, that's a good thing.